Welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're going through every single Disney animated movie in chronological order and talking about them. And then we went through Pixar, and then now we're done with Pixar. And so now we're doing movies based on Disney rides. Nailed it.
Question mark.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
And today I'm very excited because I have an old friend with us. And she's a theme park journalist. She knows so much about Disney. It's Carly Wazell.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. A theme park journalist. That is so cool.
Very cool.
Did not know it was a job, but then after a few years, I didn't know how to introduce myself, and that's my title.
So wait, how did that start?
Like, what's
the history there?
So it all started, it's almost 5 years ago. I went to Disney World for my bachelorette party, and I hadn't really been as an adult, and it was incredibly hard and challenging to plan. Yes, I planned it myself because I'm a psychopath. And I came back, and I was starting to do a little travel writing, and I was like, well, I kind of want to do like a little Disney writing. And then I just kept doing more, then I kept doing more, and I kept doing more, and then it was all my work. And it just never stopped. It like weirdly lined up with how Disney parks have grown over the past few years.
Yeah. Cool.
So at the beginning, it was not a job. And now there's so much news and so much happening. Yeah.
So have you traveled to all the Disneylands?
Yes, I've been to all the six resorts.
Get out of here!
Yeah.
You might be the first person on this podcast to do so.
Oh.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
But once you go to five, you're like, I gotta do it. I booked a flight to Hong Kong on a flight back from Orlando, just being like, I gotta get this done. And left like a week later and just did it and then like pumped the sixth one out and was done.
Wow.
Is Hong Kong the worst?
So here's the funny thing. Okay. Everyone says that. I had a blissful time.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
why does everyone say Hong Kong is the worst?
Because it's only one park, so it's like technically the smallest, and it's everything's on like a smaller scale, and it's not, if you're going to go that far, it's kind of like go to Shanghai or go to Tokyo.
Gotcha.
But I was there for 2 days, and I woke up the third morning and was like, I got to go back, and I bought another ticket.
Wow.
And I was like, I just need to ride the train. I just need to get another cookie. Like, I had to go back.
Awesome.
It was great. It was, I had the most wonderful time there.
So, Carly, let me ask you a difficult question.
Oh, God, okay.
Difficult. Which is the best part?
So, you kind of have to say Tokyo because, it has all of the magic of Disney with all of the bewilderment of being in a completely opposite place from where you're from. So it makes everything feel more enhanced.
Yeah.
Especially for people like us who are used to Disney parks.
Right.
Which is itself a strange concept.
Yeah.
But one that is like truly my favorite is Disney World.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's the big show.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like Tokyo's fun. If Tokyo was my home park, I would be like, I got to go to Disney World.
Oh,
interesting. That's a really interesting.
Tokyo's fun for novelty's sake because it's like far away and fun and foreign, but Disney World is where it all happens. It's the big show.
The big show.
I love
the flagship.
I love Disney World.
Yeah, yeah.
Me too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oscar and I have never been to Disney World.
It's like it's an entire city.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oscar,
and there's so many hotels. Like, it's just,
The hotels are fun, too.
Yeah. Because in other international resorts, you get a few hotels. You get a taste of it.
Right.
Yeah. But it's truly, Disney World is like, it's like Austin, Texas. It's like a full city.
Wow.
www.gofundme.com
/ Claire and Oscar
need to go to
Disney
World. Please, thank you.
The end.
I mean, you got to find a way to write it off for the podcast, right? Some sort of loophole to be like,
research, education.
We'll get Campfire to find it for us.
Oh, yeah, Campfire will take care of it. Thanks, Campfire.
Thank you, Campfire.
But speaking of Campfire, what are we seeing inside this vault?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Good question. I see a one-string guitar, y'all.
Oh, okay. What do I see? I see an electric choke collar, I believe. Or some sort of tracking collar.
Yeah.
I think
like an ankle thing, maybe.
Oh, it's an ankle?
It could be.
I was on the same page as you. I thought
a what?
It could be. I thought it was an electric. Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
It was hard to tell. Yeah. You could be
hard
right.
Hard to tell. It's weird that a major plot device is never fully explained. Yeah. No. But anyway, whatever.
I see a desk that has like a thing that falls down and then just a bunch of models that you can stick under it.
Oh, like a desk being smashed by an anvil.
I see a mustache lying at the bottom of a car wash.
Oh, yes.
Oh my goodness, yeah. You guys. I mean, like, what else could we be talking
truly
about?
need a follow-up
other
that.
Than... The Country Bears. So here we are, number two in our foray into movies based on attractions.
That's right.
So we can have some Country Bear necessities, y'all.
Literally.
Country Bears from 2002. Its budget was $35 million. It made $18 million at the box office.
Ooh.
So it is based on the Country Bear Jamboree attraction, which is available in Walt Disney World and Tokyo. I think that's it.
That's it.
It
now.
Was in Disneyland. Yeah. It closed in 2001, which was before my time.
It closed right before September 11th.
Two days before, Lord. Actually. I think it was the 9th.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
swallowing any...
Yep.
So we just discussed that Apple's doing that thing where they're going to transcribe all the podcasts. Now I'm like, I'm not making a joke after that.
We could put in the... and let the record show. Anything we say is a joke.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just remember when I was doing research for a show, that was one of the things I was like, remember that it closed September 9th, 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. So I guess but what is now there in Disneyland is the Winnie the Pooh ride and supposedly the little do these guys take place in the movie? The Buffalo Head guys?
Not in the movie.
Because there is a little remnant of the ride, the attraction of the Jamboree.
Yeah. You have to look back. In the ride.
To see them.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're good still there hanging out. Also, I have never seen the actual attraction ride because, like I said, that was before my time. It is available on YouTube. Mm-hmm. If anyone out there is interesting, shout out to YouTube, our sponsor.
Yeah.
Also, they're different. So the Tokyo one is different from the Disney
And also,
World
if
one.
You haven't seen the attraction, you can always watch this movie.
No.
Oh, yes, they're available on Disney Plus.
Yeah, right. Disney Plus.
Yeah. I don't want to encourage people to watch this movie.
I did. I tweeted. I was like, everyone has to watch it.
Well, if anything, to just confuse the algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why all of a sudden is there a research?
Wow. We should make another one of these. Yeah. Haley Joel?
I think that the Disney Plus algorithm is good at suggesting other movies because it suggested Camp Nowhere to me after, which is
I've seen that movie.
It's, which is a very good movie, but I think it has a very similar campy country kind of feel. To it.
Oh.
So I was like, that's great.
I got episode one of Star Wars. Was my
oh yeah. The entire app is like Mandalorian, right? That's why you're here?
Yeah.
Mandalorian?
And I'm that's like, what you meant?
We don't
like
have
old
Lizzie
McGuire, please.
Yeah.
So a couple of fun facts. There are not a lot about this movie. The animatronic bear suits were created by Jim Henson's Creature Shop.
Ooh, fun.
And Christopher Walken was nominated for a Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Supporting Actor.
He didn't win.
He lost to Hayden Christensen from Star Wars.
Yes.
What?
Episode 2.
Attack of the Clones.
Well deserved, I thought.
Yeah.
So we've got a pretty big cast here. We could just go through a little bit. So first, let's talk about the voice cast.
Mm-hmm. Haley Joel.
Because obviously we have voice cast, then we have live action cast.
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment as Barry Barrington, spelled B-E-A-R-Y, as they make a point of saying.
The German way.
Okay, yeah. All right. His singing voice is Elizabeth Daly, who's,
E.G. Daly.
Tommy Pickles.
Tommy Pickles, who's also a contestant on The Voice.
Ooh, yes, she's
Disney
a great singer.
Voice.
Oh, my. So many fun facts. I can't digest them all at once.
Yeah.
So, Dietrich Bader is Ted Betterhead. Also, he's one of the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wait, what? Say that again?
He's
Dietrich
the cop.
Bader as Ted Betterhead.
The mustache cop.
What's his name?
Dietrich Bader as Ted Betterhead.
He wasn't French Stewart?
No.
That's
I could have sworn that was French Stewart.
Similar moment in time with those actors, but they are not the same person.
Different
actors.
Got up for the same role. But
I literally was like, French Stewart, huh?
Dietrich Bader
is working.
Was in Beverly Hillbillies.
He is also in American Housewife, a show of which I'm a large fan.
Oh. I love that show. That's a great show.
That's not French Stewart?
No, French Stewart is on Mom.
Oh my gosh.
French Stewart is third rock from the sun.
Yes.
Candy Ford is Trixie St. Clair, but Bonnie Raitt is her singing voice.
Yeah. Yes. And I did not realize this because I'm dumb, but I watched this movie with my husband last night, which, oh, God bless him for sitting through it. And halfway through, he goes, do you realize Bonnie Raitt is sitting at the bar with Don Henley? Yep.
And they're both singing.
Yeah. I didn't know. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Oh, there really? Are a lot they're of cameos.
Watching the Bears
sing their song
with their voice.
Yeah.
With their voice. You're right.
James Gammon is Big Al. Yeah. Brad Garrett as Fred Betterhead. Mm-hmm. Toby Huss is Tennessee O'Neill. And Don Henley was Tennessee O'Neill's singing voice. So that's why they're commenting on the song. It's very fun and cute. Kevin Michael Richardson as Henry Dixon Taylor. Stephen Root as Zeb Zuber. And then the live action cast, we got Christopher Walken as Reed Thimple. Yeah. Stephen Tobolowsky as Mr. Norbert Barrington. Daryl Mitchell as Officer Ham. Diedrich Bader is Officer Cheats. Alex Rocco is Rip Holland. And then we kind of, oh, MC Ganey is a roadie.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now from memory, let's see if we remember all the fabulous guest stars of
oh,
this
yes,
movie.
Oh, yes, I have a list Page. Here. So
you
I
have Jennifer Page, singer of Crush?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 yes. Whoa, whoa.
Once again, very much a waitress. Moment in time.
Yeah. She's the waitress?
Yes.
Crystal
and then
Harris.
Crystal Supergirl.
Supergirl from Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
Yeah. How did they get them?
This is top tier talent right now.
And then what? The... what's
2002?
What is that? He jumped line. What is he? What's his name?
Jump line?
It was a song from like the early 2000s.
Oh, Ryan Seltzer.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Oh,
jump
yeah,
dive
yeah.
And whale.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's yes, it. Yes, yes, yes.
I was like,
lead
jump.
Of the Stray Cats.
lest line. We forget Sir Elton John.
Oh, oh yeah.
Let's not forget Queen
Latifah. Brilliant.
Let's not forget...
Uh-huh.
Wyclef Jean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wyclef Jean.
Jean.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he was at the end. There he is.
You probably were like, oh, thank God it's over.
Yeah.
Turned
yep.
it off.
Let's
yeah.
not forget Pit My Ride's very own
Exhibit. Oh, yeah.
You wow. guys.
This is very much like early 2000s.
Very much yeah. a time capsule.
And they didn't get anyone that they would think that was going to last.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very, like, the cast feels very of its time. There's some people that you recognize that have worked outside.
Yes.
In the wild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But those celebrities are so... Jennifer Page. Wow. I'm so upset I didn't clock that.
It's yeah, yeah. Just a little crush. I thought it was Joss Stone at first, but then she started singing. I was like, that's
wait,
not Joss
isn't
Stone.
Joss Stone British?
Yeah. But also she started singing. I was like, that's not Joss Stone.
No.
It was just
no,
like
no.
a blonde lady from 2002.
Terrific oh, dancing, though.
Yeah.
Great dancing.
Really strong dance sequence.
It was yeah. fun.
Yes.
You guys?
Yes. We'll talk about that when it shows up.
Okay.
So this
I'm just so excited to talk about it.
I know.
I couldn't help myself.
So I, Joan Ford, friend of the podcast, told me this story that, so back in the day they had this Disney writers program. I think they still do. But basically, they had these writers that were just like there, and they would give them like ideas for like movies, and they would all write or pitch their movie idea, and then they would pick one and they would write it. And so then someone was like, "Let's do a Country Bear thing. So people write your Country Bear movie." No one did it because no one wanted to write a Country Bear movie. But one guy was like, "If no one wants to do it, I might as well just like go in and do it because this can be my one chance to like
yeah.
write a movie." So he pitched Country Bears, but the plot of The Jerk, where he thinks that he's from a black family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's
yeah,
what this,
that.
And then they made it. So
oh.
I think it was really like no one wanted to write it, so he wrote the worst movie ever, and it got made.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
And now we're talking about it in a podcast.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Country Bears. Do you guys want to talk about it?
Have you guys seen Country Bears before this?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Oh. I'm as a kid, Haley Joel Osment was my celebrity crush.
Ooh.
So I was like, gotta go see that, even though he's a bear the whole time.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna turn human for some reason. I thought the like live
pull
actor
a Casper.
Was there.
Disney magic.
No. I had not seen this movie.
Yeah, neither have I.
So I'm the only one who had seen it.
Exactly. So this is the first time I've ever seen it. So Carly, let's ask, I mean, you are a theme park journalist, but what is your connection with Disney / Pixar. What got you interested? What are some of your favorites?
So I am deeply rooted in attractions and theme parks. Mm. So for me, watching this movie, I was like, I don't know what this is. I have no context for this. This has nothing to do with the attraction. I even like fact checked it, and the Country Bear Hall has a different name at the attraction at Disney World.
Wait, I was
is happening here?
What is the name of the?
Is it called Jamboree Hall? Or no, yeah. Grizzly Hall. It's called Grizzly Hall.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So this. Weirdly, this movie is spun out so far from my purview that I just couldn't handle it. But I do have like a higher than average interest in Disney films. Mm-hmm. We just discussed Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
I don't want to cross promote your podcast.
Yeah,
but I'm more of like a Pixar fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll see some I'm not a fan of the newer live actions. Not my bag. I don't know. Right. Yeah. I get nostalgia all the time at the parks. I don't need it in a movie theater.
Yeah.
But this one really was a curveball for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
great. We gave you a challenge.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Country Bears 2002. Okay, well, we open up on what is like a retrospective kind of situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like Country Bear Band. We see there's like a farewell tour. There was a band. They were like hot shit, but then they broke up. They call it quits.
Yeah, this is very much behind the music.
Yeah.
VH1.
Yeah.
We were at like a rock concert, and they sing this song called Let It Ride, and we get a little intro to all the bears.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About this music.
Yeah.
Are these all covers of country songs, or is this percentage wise? What's the
original versus?
Oh, I have no idea.
The original music was composed by Christopher Young, and the songs were written by Brian Setzer, John Hyatt, Jimmy Tittle, Crystal Harris, and Bella Fleck. So yeah. I think a lot of those songs were probably written by the people who performed them.
Yeah. By the way, I am a Bella Fleck fan. So
are you
for
really?
Me, yeah, I've seen him perform live a bunch. So for me to go on the Wikipedia and be like, Bella was part of this? Like, he's a very, very well-respected musician. Like, I've only seen him in, like, concert halls.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was very interesting.
Wow.
To know that he was like, oh, yeah, I'll write a song for these bears. It's so bizarre. But also, the music kind of slapped. I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I thought that first song, I was like, yeah, I get it. I get why these people would be, like, cheering them on.
Into them.
You guys, yeah. I'm going to throw you all curveball and tell you I had a great time watching this movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. I mean, sure, it's silly or dumb or whatever, but it just like it was so short, it just did its thing and that was it. And yeah. I think that the puppet aspect, I don't know, I like it when puppets and humans are interacting.
I think I realized something watching this movie, that animatronics legitimately freak me out in a very real way. Like, it happened at Splash Mountain where like the heights was an element, but I think it was the mixture with animatronics too.
Yeah.
And watching Country Bears at the very beginning, I eventually got used to it, but it is such a shock to the system to see these bears interacting with real people and that never being addressed.
Well, you know what else it probably is the proportion thing, because the bears are so big and you got
so
that
big.
Oscar, as we know, does not like whales, and we think it's a proportional thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think the bears are very big and large compared to people, so maybe there's like an aspect situation.
Thank you, Claire.
Going on.
Thank you,
Dr.
Claire. Yeah.
You're welcome. I apparently have no issue with it because I was having a great time. Every time a performance started, I was like, this is great. This is so fun. It was insane, though.
Bear
but anyway.
Music.
So, one of the insane things is during this concert, Bear just starts doing backflips across the stage. One of them literally flies.
Oh, yeah.
And then crashes, creating a hole in the stage and just keeps jamming.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that.
There's just so much energy. Bears.
That really is the review of the film in a nutshell, is that a bear flies and you're like, oh, right.
That happened.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Sparks happen, guitar solos, streamers.
It's a show. The Country Bears know how to put on a show.
They put on a show, and it's like a rock concert. It's not like a country concert. It's a misnomer.
It's like neo-country, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that new country.
New country, because like one of them's wearing like Elton John little glasses.
I think one of
like,
them is purposely modeled after Elton
John. Yeah. Well, yeah.
They're they live together later.
Yeah, later they're roommates. Yeah. So this was their 1991 hibernation tour, and we kind of zoom out and see that there's a...
But it's hibernation right. tour.
Hibernation. So there's a kid bear, a young... A boy bear watching little bear watching a video about the bears, and we see that his room is like littered with all this bear paraphernalia. He's obsessed with the bears, and
but also it's not just bear stuff. If you look closely, there's a Limp Bizkit poster.
No, there's not.
No. Yes, there is.
And once again,
I could not. That was in the back of my brain the entire time.
This was 2002.
Very Limp Bizkit
was cool.
But the whole time I was thinking, is this age appropriate? Is a child really listening to Limp Bizkit? Also, that's if you're right. really into the Country Bears, why you got a Limp Bizkit poster there?
He's supposed to be in fourth grade.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
What? They say that, I think, once he's or twice. So he's 10 years old. What?
Aww. He's
so
cute.
In this video, he's watching. In this video, he's watching a big, strong message we get is you could be different and still fit in at Country Bear Hall. And he's never connected to anything more in his life.
He thinks he's a human.
Yeah. So he's been raised by humans and he doesn't realize that he's a bear.
Yeah.
He's dumb, right?
Yeah.
I guess, but also the parents don't just tell him he's a bear, which is weird.
Because
they're just like, oh no, we love you anyway. You're not adopted. But his brother's like, dude, look at you. You're adopted.
Yeah, because then later he pulls out like, this is my baby photo. This is yours. And it's like a park ranger holding him upside down.
So like, yeah, the story. Okay, let's, what is the story of how Barry Barrington found the Barringtons?
They were on a picnic.
Yes. They found him in the wild, took him in, brainwashed him into thinking he was a human being.
Well, he's a talking bear.
He's a talking bear. They probably, there's.
But apparently talking bears exist in this world, and that's not weird because everybody accepts that the country bears exist.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where, but we don't see other bears outside of the
country
bears. So
that means that.
We do see one as a mailman.
Yeah.
That's true.
So bears.
Wait, yeah.
Yes, because I saw that and was like, okay, if this is true, what else is true? Because there are, I don't believe there are bears in the audience at their show. There's not a lot of bears hanging around.
No.
But one apparently is hired by the government to deliver mail.
So bears are rare, but they do exist and they're able to speak to people.
Yeah, but they live in homes.
Mm-hmm. They live in homes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe this bear out in the wild does need a home.
Interesting.
So this baby bear was homeless.
Was it just an adoption agency? Was it?
Was the park ranger?
But then why did they? But then why did the family sort of like? He did like does it? It doesn't recognize that he's a bear. Meaning like the parents are like, you are not. You're not a bear. You are a human being.
Well, it's that thing where sometimes when parents adopt kids, they're like, no, you're ours. You're not adopted. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trying to make the kid feel. At home.
Why would you ever
but
to
do deny that to a
child?
That's
so crazy.
Yeah. So
just tell them the truth
to me.
Yeah.
But the cool thing that the thing that like made me laugh a lot was like the brother being like, you know, you're different, right? And he's just like, no. What's your point? Like, there's like an innocence to Barry that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
He's just like a sweet guy.
Yeah.
He's cute. You know?
So his brother's basically Haley like, hey, man, you're wrecking this family. And that's when he shows him the baby picture. And he's like, this is my birth certificate and this is yours, which is what you see in the vault. It's like a tracking device of some sort.
Yeah. It looked like a choke collar to me or but like
also,
some sort of electric
collar. Why is that, quote, birth certificate? I guess because they put it on him when he was born to track him. But isn't there something else they could have used?
This,
I don't know.
Like writer's room info is really shaping my outlook of the film now. Now that I know it's just one dude being like, well, I guess I'll write it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah. Also, he's like, I need a tracking device like 60 minutes from now. So I'm going to put this in now.
Yeah.
So Barry feels shitty and he runs away.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't belong. And he leaves a note to his parents saying he went to find
destiny.
And
it's all clawed up.
And he makes it to Country Bear Hall pretty easily. And we meet Christopher Walken. He's some kind of like money banker guy. He's trying to close the hall because we find out they're really, really late on rent. They owe $20,000.
They haven't paid in 6 years.
Yeah, so we meet Henry, who's sort of like the land keeper, groundskeeper dude, and he's a little slow. Or is he Henry? No, not. Which is the one that's slow?
Is it Big Al?
Big Al. Okay,
Big Al. Big Al is slow.
Big Al's slow.
He's the one that sings the... There was blood on the sail. Yeah, in the parks in the show.
Okay, let me, Rachel.
Yeah.
Why are the songs from the ride so dark?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
They're real songs,
though. That was not covered
though.
In my research, unfortunately.
They're real songs.
They're real songs.
Oh, like from Americana
or yeah, they're
or something.
Like old-timey, real country songs.
There are some dark songs. Are you guys listening to, quick detour, Dolly Parton's America?
No.
I've heard of this.
It's a really good podcast, whether or not you love Dolly Parton, which I do. But there, she talks about this whole genre of songs that, oh God, what are they called? They're like, songs about killing women is like a thing that exists in history. And it's like all these men talking about like murdering their girlfriends. And this is just a genre that exists in like country, not like country, more like the like Appalachian kind of music. So that like folky kind of stuff.
Like Deliverance type.
But I guess, but jeez. Like that is just a thing we got. So there are some crazy songs out there.
I don't know. I think they picked the silliest songs to put in. And we're like, yeah, this makes sense. A bear would sing this.
Yeah. I'm sad that those triplets aren't in the movie. What are Do they have a name? Do they have names?
I don't know. Oh, they do. I did some research.
Oh, Carly's got all the names.
Sunny Bonnet Trio.
Oh, yeah.
Their names are Bunny, Bubbles, and I thought Balula, but it's Beulah. It's B-U-L-A-H.
Oh, Beulah.
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 Beulah. Ferris Beulah.
They sing this song like that. That's all the guys that turn me on, turn me down.
It's good. I mean, honestly, if Dua Lipa covered it, it would be a 2019 banger.
Yeah.
My question is, why aren't those songs in the movie?
I don't
fantastic
know.
Fantastic question. Why is this movie from an attraction not referencing anything in the attraction?
Yeah.
Crystal Harris could have rocked that song.
The only bears that are in the attraction that are in the movie are Trixie and Big Al. They do mention Liver Lips.
Trixie looks very different, by the way.
I'm Liver sorry, Lips please is paint me a picture on Trixie.
Trixie?
The only woman bear.
Yeah, the only woman bear. But in
who doesn't speak. She doesn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah. But in the show, in she comes down through the ceiling, right?
What the heck?
Is she?
The one on the swing is Teddy Bearer.
Oh, Teddy Bearer.
What?
Which one is
Trixie? Trixie is in the thing on the left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Trixie's the one crying.
Yes.
While holding a wine glass, right?
Oh, okay, I think we need to rewind just a smidge.
Okay.
Rachel.
Uh-huh.
Carly.
Yeah.
Please describe the Country Bear Jamboree ride for those of us who
good
never.
Request. Okay. Good request.
I'm going to let you tee it up.
Oh, okay.
You have definitely spent more time in that room than I have.
Oh, no. So you first go into it. It's a show. Uh-huh. So you go in and there's
into not Country Bear Hall.
Yes. It's what is Grizzly Hall?
Supposedly Grizzly Hall.
Yeah.
Different name from the movies.
Yes. Yeah. And then the things on the heads on the wall talk to you first, mm-hmm. right? They start talking first, and then the show starts, and the MC is this bear with like a top hat on that has like a creature inside of it, right?
His name is Henry.
Henry.
Oh, so we have a Henry.
Yeah.
But he looks different.
Okay, yeah.
Not wearing a top hat in the movie. Yeah.
He sings a song, and then he introduces all of the country bears. Mm. So we have Big Al, who sings the Blood on the Saddle song.
Yikes.
We have the triplets, who sing about the guys. We have Teddy Bear.
Yeah, who comes down swings.
Comes down a swing, very much like Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Miley
but
got a lot
a little
of
sexier.
Yeah, she's very sexy. Sexy. Yeah, yeah.
She's sexier than Miley.
Yeah.
Well, she's like a, I mean.
Yeah, she's got like feathers and stuff.
She's good looking for a bear.
She's the pretty one.
Like the French birds in Tiki Room.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we have Trixie, who's crying.
Why?
I don't. What is her song? I can't remember.
I I definitely can't answer any question about why when it comes to this attraction.
She's like sad about a guy, so she's crying and drinking wine.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's her character game. Okay. And then we have Liver Lips, who has huge lips.
Yeah, huge.
And he looks very dumb.
Yeah.
And then at one point, all of them come out and sing.
Yeah, there's like a bunch in the middle.
Yeah. Like they come out in this thing that moves forward, and there's one tiny little baby bear that sits on this log, and he just kind of stares up. And then at the end of the song, he goes, toot, toot.
What the heck?
He's very cute. He's my favorite. And then that's pretty much it.
That's the end of the show?
Yeah, and our lives are all enriched.
Yeah, and then you exit out near Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe, where I once worked.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, love that. Love that fixin's bar.
Oh, yeah. That was the major draw.
Yeah, they got free toppings.
Yeah.
It's still up and running. It's still moderately popular.
Yeah.
It's not empty by any means.
Right.
But it is an ideal place for if you're like, I need to sit and I need it to be cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you don't want to deal with Carousel of Progress.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any merch in the parks? Country Bear merch?
Yeah. There's a lot.
Yes. But in Tokyo, there is a ton.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like a big thing is that they have the characters as little keychains. You know, like they have the Duffy keychains. And the Shelly Mae keychains.
That's right.
They have the little ones for country bears.
Oh.
So they do have like better current merchandise.
So they are like
for country bears.
Is that because
there,
it's such?
Yeah.
It's like a piece. It's like a piece of America.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's like it's more like, collectible yeah, exactly. over there.
And they're also cute.
Know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Anyway,
yeah.
none of what you just said is in the movie. So
yeah,
that's so
that's sad. Yeah.
It is sad.
Yeah, we find out that Country Bear Hall is closing, and Haley Joel Osment is like, "Uh oh, shit! Good thing I got here." and also simultaneously, the police officers show up to Barry's parents' house because he's now missing, and they think that he's possibly been abducted. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't think that yet, but so Barry. Has
the cops show up? One of them, French Stewart, is
not French Stewart,
Diedrich Bader,
the fakest mustache, ever seen in the history of humankind.
Mm-hmm. No, come back.
That does come back, but not for a
We don't address it. We don't address it, but we do address the fact that Daryl Chill Mitchell, also unknown from 10 Things I Hate About You, is being very formal.
Yes,
like he's like using a lot of cop terminology.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. They're fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
They're fun.
It's a fun time.
It's always fun to have dumb cops in a movie.
Just a casual possible kidnapping case.
Yeah. Yes. No problem. Let's jab each other instead of figuring out, you know, where this kid is. So back at the ranch? Farm?
Yeah.
Jamboree
Country Bear Hall.
Haley Joel Osment, Barry realizes, wait a minute, we can raise money, Empire Records style.
Mm-hmm.
Barry believes his purpose is to raise money, and he's got to get the band back together for a benefit concert.
The Muppets.
This is exactly the Muppets.
Yes, I was going to say it.
I did read that.
And should have been the Muppets, and it wasn't. Like, it should have been, they should have gotten every single person from the attract person, every bear from the attraction back together.
Yeah.
They should have gotten, like, the gang, and then they only had two of the three of the Sonny Bonnet trio.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead, they're just like, why don't we have this have nothing to do with what people are familiar with?
Yeah.
But this, it was very, like, the beats were very similar to the Muppet movie.
I don't think I've seen the Muppet movie.
What the heck?
Is
it's
this
good.
The which
Disney
Plus?
The Jason Segel one.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think Jason Segel just watched the Country Bears
maybe.
And was like,
honestly,
I can do that?
Maybe.
He was like, I could. Did you say I could do better?
No. He's like, I could just do that, but with Muppets.
Yeah. No one saw this movie, so
it
I could.
It's very much like the writer of the Country Bears saw The Jerk and was like, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then Jason Segel saw the Country Bears
so
and was like, I could do that.
It's all postmodern art, people. It's all just feeding into itself.
Exactly.
And evolving.
Even the villains are like have similar reasons, mm-hmm. and then also they're both caricatures of villains too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Interesting.
So back at home, the parents are not telling the cops that Barry's a bear. They're like, he's a kid. He's in fourth grade. He likes Limp Bizkit and the Country Bears,
up,
and he
guys.
Plays guitar.
Yeah, if I can find a still, I will.
He's a little hairy.
Yeah.
But
they're like, any other defining characteristics? And the brother's like, he's a bear. I don't know if he says that. But anyway, so we kind of cut back. It's a lot of back and forth back to the hall where we kind of see it in its heyday, but it's a memory. And now Henry's like, oh, I get it now. I'm on board to help you with this concert, Barry. Mm-hmm. I get it. So they whip out this crusty old tour bus and they have a roadie who's like
chasing a chicken.
Chasing a chicken because they have a bus chicken also.
There is a chicken in the Muppets.
I mean, Gonzo. Isn't that Gonzo?
That is Gonzo's his girlfriend, Roxanne.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's the Muppets. As soon as that chicken showed up, I was like, this is the Muppets. Okay.
And they Jim Henson.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So they hit the road searching for band members. Fred, we find he's working security for a video shoot, and it's Crystal.
And there's like a full-on music video in the middle of the movie.
I mean, yes. This music video. Is it or is it not the music video for Drive Me Crazy?
Wait,
that's the next one.
Oh, that's the next one. This is the trampoline one?
And yes it is. Damn. And while we're at it, we should Google on the side to see when Drive Me Crazy came out, because maybe there was a possible tie-in, but they went with the Melissa Joan Hart movie instead.
But Melissa Joan Hart was in the music video with Britney.
No, but I'm saying maybe they were going to do this, and then they were like, no, we'll put it in that movie. And then they left this one for that one.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine what could have been?
Unless that's also derivative of this.
If that same guy who saw the jerk and was like, I could do that, went to a set to watch Drive Me Crazy music, and was like, I could do that.
Yeah. Drive Me Crazy, the movie came out in
1999. Oh my gosh. Guys, we're cracking the code here.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wait, I don't remember the Drive Me Crazy one in this.
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay.
No. Right now we're in the video.
Where she's wearing a crisp leather suit thing.
She's wearing like the Kings, like a King. Kings cheerleading.
Oh, because she's casual because she's getting ready for
her video shoot.
But then she's like, oh my God, you're Fred Betterhead. You invented this stage dive. I want you to play with me. And he's like jamming on a harmonica. And then.
That's right. There's a giant harmonica.
Full music video.
That is weird.
Yeah,
it is giant.
How big that harmonica? Yeah.
It has to be big for
size.
Bears. Bears got a big
mouth.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to play those tiny notes.
Yeah.
So it's like a full music video. And then she's like, okay, now I got to go get ready for my music video. But it's like, what did we just do?
The rehearsal.
So rehearsal. So she's got to go back into hair and makeup.
Yeah.
That was not her costume.
What's the name of that song? Did we like that song?
I don't remember.
I didn't like it. I was like, this is fine.
I was like, she was a good performer.
She was singing too hard for me.
That's good as like the hand, like the movement.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's a good dancer.
Is it The Kid in You?
Yes, it was The Kid in You.
Okay, because that's the first one. That's the only one she's listed as singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was that. And now I guess
she must have had a contract with like Disney Music or whatever where she had to do
that.
Yeah. I loved Supergirl. That was a banger. Do you remember that song?
I'm Supergirl.
Nope.
And I'm here to save the world. But I want to know who's going to save me. It was from The Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
So I was having a great time. I literally wrote in my notes, wow, I love this. Okay. Anyway, so Barry and Henry arrive and they see Fred in all his glory, and Fred stage dives, but there's no audience there because this is a rehearsal.
Yeah.
And then, so this is when she's like, okay, gotta go get ready, even though I look like I'm already ready.
Yeah.
So Henry calls Rip, who's the promoter, the show promoter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that guy from That Thing You Do? Rip. He's the from That Thing You Do.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he's like eating a sandwich while talking to them.
He gets mad at them. He's like the owner of Playtone Records, and why this guy talking to me?
So he says he can promote the show for them, no problem. Then we pan out and see he is using office furniture in a store, store.
Love that moment.
Fun gag.
Fred looks through Barry's scrapbook and he's like, wow, this is cool. Freak. So when Christopher Walken finds out about the plan to throw a concert.
Right.
And he's not happy. And this is where we go to the bar and we meet Queen Latifah.
Not just any bar.
It's a honey bar.
Honey bar. Yeah. Okay. So this is a weird thing. I saw this movie with a bunch of people and someone pointed something out that I thought was really interesting, and they're like, okay, listen. So I understand that a bar, like, you get alcohol and it's a honey bar and people get honey, mm-hmm. but why are there more humans than bears in this honey bar?
Who doesn't like honey?
But if honey equals alcohol to human beings, why aren't these humans at an alcohol bar?
Because here's the thing. They would have had more bears, but the costume was too expensive.
I think it could just be honey.
Insert Star Wars Galaxy's Edge joke here.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that Queen Latifah owns this honey bar and not a bear is weird to me, too.
She loves honey.
She won't be drinking the merchandise.
Yeah. Yeah. She's enterprising.
I guess you're right.
Why couldn't it just be honey?
Well, I remember seeing jars of honey, but was there alcohol on the bar in the bottom or no? Was it just honey?
Yeah, it was all jars of
honey. Oh, it was 100% honey.
This is a detail I missed because I was watching it on screen.
We looked and we're like, there's no alcohol here. Oh. It's all honey.
Maybe it's a dry county?
Yeah.
And now we're writing this movie.
Maybe there's moonshine. Yeah, I saw this movie and was like, I can do it better.
I know a detail they didn't include.
Honestly, yeah. Would love to see the Carly version.
Oh my God, it would just be like, there's moonshine. Loophole solved.
Yeah.
So we find out Zed Zuber owes Cha-Cha money.
$600, something like that?
Cha-Cha is Queen Latifah. Yeah, it's like $500 or $600. And they're like, okay, I know how you can settle this. Let's do a musical duel for the debt. And Zed Zuber is known for playing the fiddle.
Yeah.
And so they have the live house band battle him. But the live house band is the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Haley Joel Osment is like, putting this bet together, and everyone's like, no, we're
also,
not
there's
agreeing
a child
that.
In the bar.
There's a child in the bar.
I just realized there's a child in the bar.
You brought a baby in a bar? That's from Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, I was like, where? Who said that in this country?
Zeb fiddles against the house band, and oh my God, shocking, he wins.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
So Brian Setzer leaves the music industry.
Yeah.
Which he really did, because where is he?
Yeah, exactly.
Now? Wow. So Christopher Walken is seen practicing smashing models of Bear Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah. This is fun.
Full models. Full grown man. Multiple
someone
models.
Had
different
to,
ways
some,
of smashing.
Someone had to make all those models.
That's the only thing I could think about in that scene. Yeah. It was like the props department was like, really? We're just going to keep.
Another take.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like, we need multiple town halls to smash for one take. I think, right? I think he did more than one.
He did more than one.
He just kept doing it.
Yeah.
So maybe we saw all of the ones they shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the cops show up to Country Bear Hall and they think that Barry's been kidnapped. And the next Barry meet is a marriage counselor, but we find out that he is miserable because he was with
Trixie.
So it's Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee and Trixie were an item. But they're no longer together, so he's crushed. But he's a very good counselor because he puts things in perspective for his clients, and they feel not as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at his job.
Yeah, because they tell all their problems, and then he starts crying about how he misses Trixie, and they're like, we're good.
Yeah, they're like, our problems
aren't
that bad.
Compared to you, we're fine.
Yeah, we're not crying. And then they walk out, and they're like, wow, he's really good.
So now we're at a diner, and the waitress recognizes them, and it's Jennifer Page.
Yes.
Who we all remember from the 90s/early 2000s jam, Crush.
Crush.
Yeah.
And then this is the Drive Me Crazy music video.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. This is
She's like, I know your song. I can sing it. And then she starts singing it. This also reminds me of the episode of Boy Meets World, where Sean and Corey go off to some other town and they end up in a diner where all the waitresses end up being from the band Dream. But they're like, you remember this? And then
I do remember that.
And they sing for them and they're like, you gotta get out of this town. You're too talented or something.
Yeah. They're like, girls, performance
time. You can watch that
on
Disney Plus now.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, I remember that was fun.
That was also the same episode where then Corey, because Sean decides to stay at the diner. diner. This was after his dad died. And then, so like he was like going to find his dad or something like, and then, Corey leaves on his own because he's like, I gotta get back. So he gets in a thing with a Amish person and they're like, I'll take you as far as that farmhouse there.
Is that played by Mr. Feeney?
Did you guys just see this episode? Why is this?
No, I think about that farmhouse there a lot.
Yeah, that farmhouse.
Whenever something's far away and I go,
that farmhouse. There.
I watch something and I immediately forget it.
It's a pretty movie. Iconic.
I've forgotten many of the things that we've discussed from this movie, and I watched it last night.
Yeah.
Well, this it's boy meets this world episode. Up. It's great.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Is that Amish guy played by Mr. Feeney?
No.
Oh. It's someone else. Oh, is it Mel Brooks?
No.
What? Wait, am I thinking of Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, back on track. Yeah. So the cops walk into this restaurant and they see the bears as they're sneaking off. Yeah. And now, oh, we got a chase. And the first place we go is the car wash. Again, I was having a great time.
This is
a tour bus and a car wash.
So they can't see the tour bus because it's ahead of them. So then he rolls down his window to look out. And that's when he gets sucked out.
Oh, my God. He flies
it's
out.
It's very scary.
And then he just gets washed, I guess.
Yeah. And then the other guy
joins along,
yeah,
too.
He's like, where'd you go?
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you the joke before this part that made me laugh out loud?
Yeah.
The bingo 9 o'clock joke.
Oh no.
I truly don't remember.
Really? There was a sign that said bingo 9 o'clock, and as they were chasing, he went bingo 9 o'clock, which I think was just meant like we found them located at 9 o'clock. But also there was a sign that said it. Anyway, it made me laugh out loud. I was having a great time, as I said, and I was not drinking any honey of any kind. It was just me sitting by myself.
There was also another like 2 o'clock joke where he's like, "There, the bear's at 2 o'clock." And he's like, "How do you know?" Because he looked at his watch, and I guess it was before 2 o'clock.
Oh my lord!
Oh God.
There was a little. I will say.
Uh huh.
There was a little moment of gay panic that happened where they both fell on top of each other. And they were like, "Ew, gross!"
And they called each other.
While I was like. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. And then the mustache thing happened.
Get out
no,
of here.
No, he was grossed out because the guy's mustache was ripped off.
Oh, yeah. They are sexually involved with each other. Yeah. It was just the mustache.
Yeah.
Because then he's like, where'd your mustache go? Because it got.
Yeah, washed. He's like, where did your sexy mustache go? I really like the way it looks on you.
It's gone.
So they get away, and the roadie's like, still got it. And Barry calls home.
Yeah, that chicken chaser.
So weird.
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, what? Yeah, and he was the roadie in the tour bus that was like locked away for years and years.
Yeah.
Because he just like the tour bus just comes out.
Also, that guy's
and it's,
a
like,
famous
dusty.
He's done a lot of stuff too.
For half the movie, I thought it was, I think, David Harbour.
Oh,
it could have been.
That
is David.
This was 2019. Yes,
MC Gainey, and
I think
doesn't ring a bell.
I mean, he looks familiar.
He's done stuff. I know.
Mighty Ducks, The Fan, Breakdown, Con Air, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine, Sideways. Are we there yet? The Dukes of Hazzard, Wild Hogs.
That's it. Wild Hogs.
Mr. Woodcock.
Wild Hogs.
Country Bears.
Tangle.
Just kidding. That's not in this list.
Damn.
Not one of his biggest hits. No. Too bad.
Anyway, so where are we here? Barry calls home and he talks to his brother and he's like, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah. And then they go get the last guy, which is they show up to like what they think is his house and it's Elton John is gardening.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was Elton John trying to do an American accent at first?
Oh, I didn't catch that. I was truly still blown away by the fact that Sir Elton John
was
in the Country
Well,
Bears.
He loves doing cameos.
Oh, Willie Nelson was also in this movie.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He was influenced by the Country Bears. Mm-hmm. He said it himself.
Well, we know Elton John loves doing cameos in movies because he was in Spice World in 1997.
Right. He also loves doing kids movies now because his kids can watch. Like, that's why he did Romeo and Juliet and the sequel.
Oh.
which I saw in the theater with Oscar.
What was the sequel called? Sherlock Gnomes.
Sherlock Gnomes.
Yes, yes, yes. Sherlock Gnomes.
Very similar to Romeo and Juliet in that it's all Elton John songs as the soundtrack. The same songs from the first one. But you know what? Again, I had a great time.
Yeah.
That movie is like what MoviePass was created for.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. That's and that was of the time.
Yeah.
Time of
yeah.
MoviePass.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Now Stubbs A-list.
Stubbs A-list. Mm. That's where it's at. yeah. So, yeah. Elton John is there. And they're like, hey, so there's like a country club happening. So let's go check it out. So then
oh,
they go
we
to
did
this
skip
very...
over the part where we meet Trixie.
Oh,
and Tennessee shows
yeah.
up and Tennessee sings to her in the bar right, yes, and we've yes, seen yes. Bonnie Raitt, but it's okay. Yeah.
Then they're back, whatever. We can't talk about it. Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada.
Yes. Also, so like, I'm sorry, there's a motel room with bears and they're holding a 10-year-old hostage, kind of.
Yes. Also, they're watching like a cartoon of the Country Bears, if I'm correct.
Yeah, and they're like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, which is ha ha ha.
But also, like, they would have... had they own the rights to their person, so they would have had to, unless that guy who works in, I just can't stop thinking of like, if this
that
is true, what else is true?
Yeah,
because then like their life rights were sold.
Yeah, you're
and
like
then,
they're making money off of this, and at one point
they would have been getting some sort of residuals. Yeah. They would have been able to pay off the country.
Well, they're bears. Do they have the same rights as humans?
Oh, whoa.
If they're employable by the U.S. government,
oh,
to deliver mail.
Wow,
it all comes back to that one for me.
Yeah.
So we're off to find Ted at a country club, but we find out it's a wedding that he's performing at because we thought he was real rich. We thought it was his house.
Embarrassing. But really, he's just sleeping in the guest house or something.
And singing Tom Jones. So they're shook. They're like, wait, what the hell? We thought you were rich. They're
because he was like, I'm not doing that. I'm above that. And they're like, no, you're not.
Yep.
So what did they think he was rich?
At kids parties. And he's like, well. They're like, ew.
So wait, how did they think he had made money?
Because he was saying, he was like, I made it big.
Oh.
Bye.
He's singing at country clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ted and Fred are brothers.
Yeah.
And oh, so I missed that.
I missed all of that.
They're both they have the same last name and their names
I reached
rhyme,
a point
so
at around here in the film where I was like, I've absorbed every detail that I can physically put in my brain.
No more new information.
Too. Yeah. I kind of dozed off at one point.
So Fred smacks Ted unconscious and Barry's brother tells his parents and the cops that Barry's safe, he's fine. He tells them about the concert and the plan, and that's when we learn that's not his gardener, that's Elton John, which made me laugh out loud.
His roommate?
That's Elton John.
His roommate.
His roommate.
They're
well,
gay.
He
they're
rents.
Gay for each other.
He supposedly rents his guest house or something.
Yeah. I do like
that's
that.
That's not the
part
narrative
of the
that
line.
I have in my head. They're in a gay relationship.
Yeah. They're very,
very
they
much
share,
like the cops.
They share glasses. They share clothes. They share clothing. They share everything. So. They're all fighting, and Barry realizes that his family is his real family because they love him no matter what, and all these bears don't care about each other.
So then he runs back home.
Yeah.
And Christopher Walken.
It's a sweet little moment, you know, when he goes back home. So everyone is so happy to see him, even the dorky little brother. Not dorky, but, you know.
Oh, can I interject with something I just remembered
about
the mom? Do you remember that thing of pastries that she puts down when the cops arrive?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She bakes. She's stressed. She bakes.
Like, I'm sorry, if I lived in that house, I'd be like, I hope he never comes back.
Yeah.
It looked amazing.
It looked amazing. It looked so amazing. Also, when Barry does come back, she's like smelling this pie and just drops it on the floor.
Oh.
That, I was really affected by that because I'm like, you ruined the damn
pie.
I'd be like the chubby little brother being like, but I hope he, I just want to eat all these yummies.
Tragedy. So Christopher Walken's ready to bulldoze, and Ted goes to apologize to Barry at his house. We find out the bus was stolen, but oh my God, guess what? We have a tracking device from the very first/second scene.
I'm sorry, I believe it's called a birth certificate?
Thank you, Carly. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Oh, the
legally,
birth certificate.
That's what it's called.
Yes, yes, yes. A certificate made out of plastic and gears and metal.
Yeah, whatever you want.
But before that moment, right, they find his like stuff. Barry left his stuff in the van, in the bus, and they're reading it, right? And then they read the letter that Barry wrote about the country bears, And I thought that was a little like, okay, looking into other people's isn't that a crime?
Oh, there's
a crime, right?
Snooping.
Anyway, whatever.
It feels like a crime.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a crime to read someone else's diary situation.
So scrapbook. Into
but it's a
federal
offense to read someone else's mail.
Yeah,
that's true.
Which
way.
The bear,
because that's
the bear mailman. Yeah, the yes. Bear man. Yeah. Wait, the mail bear.
The mail bear. But I think that they had already looked.
Male.
I think he was showing the scrapbook to them before, so I think they feel like they had access or were granted permission.
Okay, your bear apologist.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just saying, because earlier they were like, "What's an impressive book?" But you're right. It was his, and he was not there to grant access at this point in time.
Yeah, but my sister wasn't there to grant access when I read her diary.
Rachel! Federal offense.
Oh my gosh.
Rude. Did you pick a lock?
No.
So it was just open.
Yeah.
She wanted you to see it.
Yeah. So I learned more about her in that moment.
Oh my gosh, Sarah, if you're listening.
Wow. Okay, so Christopher. There's a detail about like some guy who used to quote play the armpit.
Oh yeah!
Yes. Oh my gosh!
The way that they became
another detail.
The way that they became famous is they won this like contest, mm-hmm. and the second place was this kid who used to make noise out of his armpit because that was like a thing.
Which I used to be able to do.
Yeah, and he lost and he got real upset.
Yes.
And threw a fit.
Yeah.
Threw chairs at the bear.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have to mention, and this is a small digression, but I watched this movie within the same 24 hours that I found out that my friend's son holds the Guinness World Record for armpit farts.
No.
What? Like no. amount of farts?
Amount
what?
Of, in like, I think in a minute. Yes. So I find this out.
Wow.
And then, like, I think it was the next day or later that night, He's 18 now and he got his first tattoo and it's like under his armpit that says champion.
Oh my God.
It's like I find out Heather's son is the world record holder. Then he gets this tattoo and then I see this in the movie and I'm like, am I in a coma?
Am I imagining all of this?
That's like synchronicities. That that's called when like you like hear a word or thing and then see it and then oh yeah. That's
I mean, I went from 0 to 100 with armpit farts. It really blew me away. Wow.
You got to take up armpit farts.
I need to get away from it. It's like it's all happening. It's all converging. I don't like it.
Oscar, is that your tattoo time? Is an armpit?
You know what?
You'll get champion in your armpit too.
I'm gonna tattoo my bear's birth certificate around my neck.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
So
don't forget the control pad.
That's
gonna be my tramp stamp.
Weirdly, they have the bus, and then the dad's like, "Hey, I have a better idea. Let's get in the car that has a boat attached to it."
Yeah.
So they do that, and then the boat flies off.
Yeah.
And then they all crash into a warehouse where the bears are being imprisoned by mm-hmm. Christopher Walken. We make it to the bear hall.
Yeah.
We're like, uh-oh.
Christopher Walken, doesn't he reveal in that moment that he is that kid?
That was the armpit fart kid. So no one's at the venue because the promoter didn't promote it. So we... Because
Christopher Walken bribed his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, it's only business.
Yes. Yeah. But then we find out, oh, no, there is an audience. They're just out back.
Yeah. They were just hiding in the back.
Because Big Al didn't want them stepping on the grass.
Oh, yes. Another detail.
His biggest personality. Like... Don't personality touch quirk is like
he's a grass
don't
grower.
Touch my grass.
He loves his grass. He's the landskeeper. Yeah. He's the groundskeeper.
Touch
he's the Hagrid.
Grass and there will be blood on the saddle.
Wow, that's the
blood
origin
on the
story.
It's
the origin story.
Yeah. So
and then they have the concert, but then they ask Barry to be part of the band.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does a ripping guitar solo.
Yeah, ripping.
And he's like. Who's that little bear? That's no little bear. It is a little bear. That's my brother.
And then it ends, right?
And then it ends, and then there's a little video of all, like, that's the Wyclef shot and, like,
all
the people outro
like,
of, like,
which I feel was
those
improvised.
Bears.
I have a feeling it.
Yeah.
I also loved this. It was so silly. It was, it's a good time. It reminds me of, Popstar, you know, the movie?
Uh-huh. Yes.
With all the
Never
cameos.
Talking
about how, like, what's his face? What's something for real? Influenced all of them. I don't know.
Connor for real?
Connor for real. Yeah.
Big Popstar fan.
Yeah. They're like, so funny. Like, I learned everything I know from him, honestly.
Yeah. And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Stunningly, a sequel was never made.
Huh. Wow.
I mean, much to my despair.
I will say, certainly. Like I said with Terror of Terror, I think they should redo this, but make it more serious. Not necessarily serious, but they should.
So how would that work?
I don't know if it should be more serious. It should still be funny, but I would just like actual things from the actual ride or show.
I could see this as like an animated movie. I cannot see this live action.
That this movie had a sense of humor about itself.
Yeah.
I was very technically impressed.
Yeah.
I thought the bears looked fantastic. The animatronics
really good.
Oh, I know. Get the Coen brothers to do like Oh Brother, God. We're Out There.
Oh, my God.
But with the country bears.
Oh, my God. Actually,
that would be good, right? All right. Okay.
You know what?
There you
go.
Pitched it.
This, I wish if this guy was still around, he would watch A Star Is Born. And say, I can do that. And it becomes a country bears.
Yeah.
But to be
fair. Oh, but who's the bear that. This old.
What?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
All of them are Bradley Cooper.
And then Haley Joel Osment is Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is Allie.
Yeah.
And it's okay because A Star Is Born has been made a million times.
Exactly. Yes.
So now it's finally come to fruition. Exactly.
And then we could put that song
into the
park.
Could you imagine Jennifer Page singing that?
Wow. Jennifer Page is coming back?
See? There we go.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
So wait, what's the moral of this movie? Country Bears. What's something
that
we learned?
Oh, the family thing. That family thing.
Yeah.
The people who love.
It doesn't matter. Oh, what?
What was that inspiring thing that the principal on the Goldberg said?
Oh, I don't know.
Something at the beginning, it's like your family is who loves you.
Yeah.
Not what species you are or whatever.
Yeah, your family is who loves you.
Yeah. Just anyone who loves you is your family. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. My moral is, if your kid's a bear, just be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. My moral is, grow a mustache. Don't.
Fake it?
Don't fake a mustache.
Some people can't grow mustaches.
Well, don't wear it. It's not meant for you.
Yeah.
Wow. If it's not meant for you, don't do it.
See, there you go.
Mm. Yeah.
I guess I did also learn that perhaps my moral is that the rules of kidnapping are ambiguous. Between species.
That's true.
That's true.
It's a little bit like you know, you always hear that, like, someone had a tiger in a New York apartment. This is like the opposite version of that.
That's true.
Yeah.
What is, okay, let's cast ourselves. Who would we play in the country? This is very difficult.
Shotgun human brother, please. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I would love to just scream, "You're a bear!" I feel like I can nail that audition.
Yeah.
That kid reminded me of the older kid in Malcolm in the Middle.
Well, he is, right?
Is
he?
No, he's not, because I said that and they shut me the heck down yesterday.
Oh, okay.
How many people did you watch this with?
I watched it with 5 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I watched it alone.
They did not, granted, they did not want to see it, but I
made
them see.
You are so blessed with a patient group of friends.
That is nice. I had a great time, so next time I'll watch a bad movie. I'll make it fun.
Claire, I feel like you would be Jennifer Page.
That's who I wanted to be. Oh, my God.
You're my Trish
Hussein. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Rachel, you would play
not Barry, but are you leaning Barry?
I think you would play the dad.
The dad? The dad doesn't...
He's just lovable.
He's just like
sweet.
Yeah, the dad's a good one.
He has a good familial energy.
Yeah. And just seeing him at the end of the concert hall, so blissfully happy, and dancing, I'm like, Rachel would do this.
I am blissfully happy when I see the Country Bear Jamboree. I'm like the only person. I go and everyone else goes in there to like cool off. I go in to watch it and I'm like laughing hysterically at all the jokes and everyone's just like trying to nap. And I wake them all up.
And I would play, let's see.
Do
I know what I'd be in?
Oh, Okay. Are you one of the cops? The mustache cop.
Fred Stewart.
Yeah,
you're French Stewart. You are. Yes, you will be originating the role of French Stewart in this movie.
All right, the time has come.
Let's rate
to
it.
Rate the Country Bears.
Okay.
Out of five honey jars.
Oh, okay.
How many honey jars do you give the Country Bears?
I'll go first. So I can only rate it based on my viewing last night, which I clearly already said I had a great time. I don't think it's a five honey jar movie, but I had a five honey jar experience watching it. If I rewatched, I would be like, this is trash. But I just thought it was fun and it zipped along and it was silly and dumb and it was self-aware. I'm going to say
wow.
I had a five honey jar time watching it last night.
If Phil Collins was may in it, it may would not. Be for sure.
It's something with bear movies, you guys. Yeah, bear movies. Yeah. So, but that, like I said, I can't say it's a five honey pot movie.
Okay.
But I had a great time. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that.
I'll give this a one honey jar.
Why one honey jar?
It's not a good movie.
Disagree.
I'm disappointed that it really has nothing to do with the attraction that I love so much. But I do love Haley Joel Osment, and he's the reason why I saw it in 2002.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And that's it. But he's not in it.
He's not in it at all.
Yeah, it's just his voice.
I wonder what he
thinks
of this movie, like looking back at it.
Yeah, I want to know.
He seems like the type to like be like, him instead of me. What a waste.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, we'll watch it again. We'll bring him on.
Yeah.
I'll love it.
I am gonna give this movie a five, honey.
Five?
Yeah. I loved it.
What?
And here's why.
Have you been goofing the whole time?
Here's why.
Why haven't you been on my side?
I want to drop an imaginary pie at this reaction.
Here's why. I'll tell you why it's a perfect movie.
Oh my
god. Because I watched it the way it was meant to be watched, with a bunch of people just making fun of the entire thing. Is it a good movie? No, absolutely not. It is a terrible one of the worst Disney movies I have seen.
So you however, had a five honey pot experience.
The five honey pot experience, but also I think that this movie is very leans towards my comedic sensibilities. It's like wacky. It's like the same reason why I love Freddy Got Fingered. Freddy Got Fingered is a terrible movie, but my God, watching it is absolutely a blast. So to piggyback on Claire, it is a terrible movie and it's so fun to watch it.
I laughed out loud multiple times.
Multiple times. I was dying. It made no sense. Didn't understand a single thing. Felt insane. But woo, what a great ride. I would watch it again.
It did make sense to me.
Oh. See, that's where you and I differ.
Carly's baffled.
She's speechless. I feel like I'm being pranked.
Remember, I said one.
Yeah. It's because we haven't seen the attraction.
It's not like you'll go see it and be like, oh, this is way better. Like, it's all weird across the board.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it two honey pots.
Ooh.
Okay. 1.5 because it is not good, but it's also not awful.
Yeah.
Like it's positive. And there's just a bunch of bears talking. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then the other half is that I really liked that back scratcher gag.
Oh my God. At the honey bar.
I felt like that was really, you walk in the bar, Queen Latifah's there, there's a honey, and they're like, it's a honey bar. And then there's a back scratch machine. I thought that was funny. So like a little half a star for that.
Yeah.
Half a honey pot.
So 1.5 or just half
two.
A honey.
Just two.
Two. I'll give it two. Okay,
okay.
Because
yeah.
It's bad, but it's like chaotic good. It's
yes.
Not like.
Yes. Yes.
It's
yes.
Like a Snow Buddies movie.
Like, well, it's yeah. Bad, but still entertaining.
Yeah. I feel like it's like not meant to be good, but it's meant for, I don't know, to.
I think,
yeah.
Well, I think with these kind of movies, it is the whole purpose of them is to be incredibly polarizing. It is like the room, you know. I think so. It's one of those movies.
I think it was meant to be a family movie, and it makes money because you take your family to go see it.
It's a very mediocre to bad family movie.
It's like a laundry folding type of movie. Put it on, do some chores.
Does that mean you will watch this again?
No.
I will.
But it is on Disney Plus.
I will watch it again, and I will invite people to come watch it, because that's the way I think this movie should be watched. It is. I would watch it seven more times.
I would love to see the text thread of your friends being like, he's making us watch. Why are we watching this?
I think we all loved it, because they started being like, this is so, what is this? And then from the moment where the bear flew across the stage.
Oh, that was at
the
like,
beginning of the movie.
What is this? Then they got intrigued, and then we just laughed at the, from till the very end.
Yeah.
And then when all the cameos showed up, we died. It was so funny.
The cameos did a lot of heavy lifting for me, I think. Yeah. It kind of like legitimized a little bit.
I mean, when Queen Latifah showed up, I really lost my mind.
That was the peak for me. It just feels like the type of movie you'd watch and be forced to watch when it was raining outside, or like, like recess was canceled, so you had to watch a movie that like wasn't worse than watching a clock, like watching time physically pass.
Yeah,
but is it much better?
No.
It's not Detention, but it's definitely not
a
joyride. Yeah, it's close. It's in the same orbit.
Well, I will say what I said on Twitter. I think everyone should watch it. Give it a rewatch on Disney Plus.
I do agree with that. Yeah. I feel like you should watch and be like, this is bad. Yeah. And just know it. And
yes.
It.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a bad movie. Yeah. But I think it's one of those, it's so bad it's good.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt anyone, which I like.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah.
It's bad. Like it's a happy bad movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, you'll probably laugh out loud.
Also,
at least
it's
once
great because you immediately forget what happened in the movie after you see it. So when you watch it again, it's like rewatching it for the first time.
No stress.
And then you look for the little parts, like the Limp Bizkit poster.
The little parts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you watch this more than once already, Oscar?
Maybe.
Is that what you're saying?
I might have.
After all your friends watch, you're like, let's see.
I got nothing. Country Bears. Replay. Yeah. Play again.
Disney Plus is like, are you blocked?
Yeah, my friend Disney Plus was like, Oscar, are you okay?
You do know the Mandalorian, is it right?
And that is a perfect circle joke right there, Carly. Carly, where can people find you on the internet?
My name is spelled weird, but it's CarlyWiesel. And if you type that into anything, I have the profile because no one has my name, because why would they? So on Instagram, Twitter, I have a website with some guides for all the parks around the world.
Yeah.
And I also have a bunch of strange stories I've written about Disney parks. If you want a deep dive into like Disney weddings or 21 Royal, that like bizarre $15,000 meal at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So if you want to read, if you want to read about it, go to
CarlyWiesel.com.
Also, Carly's one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram.
Oh, you're one of my favorite people.
Oh, yay.
You're the best.
Wow, what a fun episode. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Honestly, thanks for making me watch this movie. I'm really glad that like I can know what it is
you
and
know
talk
it now.
About it.
You're like, I
yeah, it's
otherwise,
in my repertoire.
It would have been, I mean, I would have never
watched it.
Never would have watched it had this podcast not existed.
Thank God.
Wow, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi folks, Sean Watkins here. I'm here to tell you about my podcast / album called This Is Who We Are. That's right, it's a podcast and a record, all rolled into one. Each episode features one song off the record paired up with a conversation with a guest who is related to that song in some way. Guests include Jackson Brown, Inara George, Kate McCoochie, and the conversations aren't about these songs specifically. The songs just serve as sort of a topical springboard that hopefully will lend a little context to this new album of mine. Sort of like a modern-day version of liner notes, only much more personal. The podcast and the album are both called This Is Who We Are. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.